Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In the words of former President Barack Obama, elections have consequences, and this time, we won. One of those consequences was on display this week for the second time, as a Trump nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court was grilled for 3 days by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Indeed, elections do have consequences, and the election of President Trump and his subsequent appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court was the motivating factor that drove many conservatives to the polls. As predicted, he has two appointments under his belt and may get three if Justice Ginsburg's health begins to fail. That left liberals screaming shrill claims of unfairness, but the process could just as easily have gone the other way. A Clinton presidency would have resulted in Merrick Garland replacing Justice Scalia, followed by another liberal, probably Loretta Lynch, to replace Justice Kennedy, and a third liberal to replace Justice Ginsburg. The result would have been a 6-3 liberal majority on the court, leading to direct assaults on the First and Second Amendments. As Dr. James Dobson once said, America is in a civil war of values, and the prize to the victor is the next generation, our children and our grandchildren. That civil war of values was on clear display this week in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and this so-called civil war contained three more civil components. Over the course of 3 days, we saw on display civil discourse, civil discord, and civil disobedience. Some were highlights, some were lowlifes, and some were just plain rude. One of the highlights came when Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska gave everyone a schoolhouse rock lesson on the proper role of government and the fact that a dysfunctional and, in his words, lazy Congress actually shifts power to the executive and judicial branches, something we've talked about here on this broadcast many times. Another highlight in terms of civil discourse was Senator Lindsey Graham talking about the fact that all presidents have the right to nominate justices that mirror their philosophy. Every president in the history of the nation has done this, as is their right as a sitting president. He also lamented the fact that confirmation hearings have gotten so raucous that Kavanaugh's wife and daughters had to be escorted from the chamber, which brings us to civil discord, defined as quarreling, conflict, or strife between two factions. For anyone who watched the hearings, civil discord was the order of the day, and not just between the committee members, but also directed toward the nominee himself. And finally, we had civil disobedience in the form of protesters, over 150 of whom were arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. Yes, it's as American as apple pie, but the outbursts had to be frustrating for the senators asking questions, and especially for the nominee trying to answer them. In the end, Judge Kavanaugh proved to be measured, controlled, articulate, and extremely intelligent. He remained calm under fire and showed the temperament that most Americans want to see in a Supreme Court justice. All indications are at this point that he'll be confirmed and seated when the Supreme Court reconvenes in October. That leaves two confirmations down and one to go. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.